As you know, this coming week, February 2nd, is the Feast of the Purification, and that marks the end of the Christmas season. And on the Feast of the Purification, we have the traditional blessing of the candles. When we think of candles, how often we just grow accustomed to the fact that when we offer Mass, there's candles lit on the altar. But what do the candles symbolize? A candle symbolizes Jesus, Jesus Christ. The wax in the candle comes from bees that are virgin bees. They produce the wax, just as Christ in his human nature, his body came from the Virgin Mary. The wick in the candle represents Jesus' soul. Jesus was true God and true man, and as true man, he had a body and soul just like ours. And the lighted candle, the flame on the candle, represents the divinity of Christ. So when we see and look at a candle, we're reminded about Jesus Christ, the light of the world. When we notice, when we come into the church, even before Mass, we have the sanctuary candle. There's two manifestations that the Blessed Sacrament, Jesus is on the altar of the tabernacle. One is the tabernacle veil, which is green in front of the tabernacle, but that color changes. But the veil before the tabernacle, plus the sanctuary candle, the lighted candle shows the presence of Christ. How beautiful it is when we look at candles, especially at nighttime. It just seems to make the night glow. And how beautifully and significantly it's expressed, especially when we have the Easter Vigil. For those of you who have been to the Easter Vigil, that is the prayers and the ceremonies before celebrating the Easter Midnight Mass. We have the blessing of the Paschal fire and the blessing of the Paschal candle. The Paschal candle is a symbol of Jesus risen from the dead. And as you know, the priest comes in, or if it's a deacon, come into the church and they raise up the Paschal candle and say, Lumen Christi, he sings. And everybody genuflects and says, Deo gratias. And at that moment, the priest lights his candle off the Paschal candle. Then they proceed a little bit further into the church. Lumen Christi again, the light of Christ. Everyone genuflects, Deo gratias. And the servers light their candles. And then finally, at the third Lumen Christi, the light of the Paschal candle is spread throughout the church. How beautifully significant it shows the spread of Christ and Christianity throughout the world. Now we know our Lord is the light of the world. The world was in darkness before the coming of Christ. And when our Lord came, he enlightened the lights of the minds and hearts of men to their true purpose, why we're here. But you know what else? When you were baptized, you were handed the candle. Now, if you were baptized as an infant, the candle was handed to your godparents to symbolize that you need also to be the light of the world. Our Lord told his apostles this, you are the light of the world. A city seated on a mountain cannot be hid. Let your light shine before men. So when you were baptized, receive a lighted candle. When men are ordained to the priesthood, before they enter into the sanctuary as they process to the church, they carry lighted candles in their right hand. Like I say, that candle is a symbol of Christ, the light of the world, and Jesus wants us, as his followers, to be a light to all those who see us. When people look at us, there's Mr. or Mrs. So-and-so, or Joe, or Sally, or whoever, but we need to follow Christ and imitate Christ and do our best to reflect the virtues of the life of Christ in our own lives. You know, all of us are so different. We have different temperaments, different personality, different talents and abilities, but in our own way, all of us, young and old, no matter what our calling or vocation, stage in life is all of us need to reflect that image of Christ. Now, there are some people who are gifted in a certain way. St. Paul mentions this in one of his epistles, that the gifts that God gives are all different for all of us. We need to use our gifts of God, use our talents. But do you know what has to be the common denominator for all of us? The virtue of charity. That should be for all of us. No matter what our talents and abilities are, all of us should reflect the love of Christ. The charity that Christ showed to us, the love he showed for us, we should show that to him and all those who he represents in the person of our neighbor. When you practice the virtue of charity, that is especially being the light of Christ and being the light of the world. Every Sunday, it seems like so often, St. Paul in his epistle hammers that over and over and over again about the importance of charity. Why is that? Because we can't practice charity enough. In fact, it's kind of interesting. St. John, the apostle, who rested on Christ's chest at the Last Supper, and was beloved of our Lord, he was the disciple whom Jesus loved. When St. John was dying in his old age, his apostles, his followers came to him and said, "Tell us something before you die. Tell us some words of wisdom. Leave something behind for us." And he said, "Love one another." They said, "You always say that. You always keep mentioning that. And tell us something else." He said, "You don't get it." That's where it's at, the virtue of charity. St. Paul later on, we'll read a couple Sundays from now, St. Paul says, if I have faith as to remove mountains, but I don't have charity, I'm empty. I'm like a sounding brass, an empty container. And then he goes on to explain the virtue of charity. So when we think of the blessing of candles, when we think of Jesus represented by the candle, Jesus, the light of the world, we also must be that light of the world. And let our light shine before men, that they may see our good works and glorify our Father in heaven. And remember this, by this will all men know we are followers of Jesus Christ, that we love one another. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.